This is the unboxing video for the MSI Wind U90. This version of the Wind is not actually available in the United States. I'm in New York. I got this version from a company called NCIX in Canada. Actually, for a very good price. It was $342 US. It's like $370 Canadian with like $20 FedEx shipping. I got it in like 4 business days. So this is the U90. The U90 is the 8.9-inch screen version of the Wind, and it also has Linux. I believe it has Novell SUSE Linux and 512 meg of RAM. But it does have 120-gig hard drive, and the U.S. versions only have 80-gig with XP and 1-gig. So, money-wise, it was an extremely good buy. And so let's check it out. It appears with a nice slip case. And this is the black version of the Wind. I had pre-cut this tape before. Let's take a look at it. Oh, it looks like a Wind. I'm going to put the tripod on here now, and so we can see this better. Let's unpack it. Let's see. So it's pretty light. It's the U90. So open it up, and looks like regular Wind, nice quick bar, and it does have SUSE Linux, which is a very good version of Linux. I don't know exactly what build it is. So let's see what else we have. Here we have a restore disks for drivers and for the Linux. We've got the 3-cell battery. I'm sorry, that's another pretty big difference. It doesn't have the 6-cell battery. It's got the 3-cell battery. Very light. And it's got an AC adapter. Let's take this aside. Plug the battery in. It's very light. So now, let's see if the battery has a charge. And we'll go to boot it up. So, it's pretty identical. It's got the same full-size chassis of the U100 Wind. And it's got a little fat border around for the smaller 8.9-inch screen. Let's see if it's got a charge. Seems like it does. Cool. The screen looks good. Looks like it's going to boot up. It's booting up to SUSE Linux. I probably plan on trying different operating systems on this machine. And increasing the RAM a bit, because I'm sure it doesn't run that speedy with the version with only 512 mega RAM. It does have the Atom, so we're waiting for Linux to boot up, and we'll see how that is. It still has the webcam. It's got, I believe, there's some French on this keyboard, which I really don't mind. It's an English version of the operating system. Very light. It's got same ports, apparently, as the Wind, the regular Wind. Same, just about everything. It's still booting up. I guess it's for the first time. So I might cut out for a second here and then resume in a second after it boots up.